You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. This episode of the Igniting Souls Show is part of our Ignited Entrepreneur series, where we get to talk with business professionals around the world who are on fire in their entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Mike Domini. Joining me today is Janisha Allura, also known as the Soul Rich Woman. Janisha, I'm very excited about this conversation. Soul Rich Woman is the number one leading female entrepreneur network in Southeast Asia, connecting 200,000 women across the region. Janisha, this is a fantastic network and message that you have. I'm so excited that you get to share it with our people here today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's fantastic. So, Janisha, can you start, just kick us off here, telling us a little bit about you as an entrepreneur and the company that you've started and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I run Soul Rich Woman, but I didn't start as that. I started working and supporting myself through school since I was 14 years old, where I had to teach yoga, aerobics, and country line dancing. Pretty much really young when my mom pawned her gold to send me for the certifications to become an instructor. So during this time, it was not an easy path because being poor and not financially rich, people often aim me or bully me. So in school, I'm often the subject of bullying. But you see, my mom always tell me one thing, turn your mess into your message. So I had the first taste of entrepreneurship when I was 18 years old, when I knew I had to study for this really big exams, and I asked myself this question: how would I even make more within a single hour? How can I earn more as a student? How? So eventually I came up with this idea. I started an agency, like kind of supply models and supply instructors to corporate organizations, people to do fitness, to do yoga, for events. And because of that, I was able to make more within a single hour without really being physically there working over more than 10 locations around Singapore. So that was my first taste of making more with less. But my true taste of, I would say, entrepreneurship came when I had a brush, very close brush with SARS. Here in Singapore, I would say in Asia, we had this severe acute respiratory syndrome, which means that if you got it, you will probably pass on the next 24 hours. So something that, because I was an occupational therapist, I was working as one in the hospital. So when SARS happened in 2003 and 2004, I went through that season and I realized that if I were to hold my dreams back any longer, then what is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to my dreams? So I eventually resigned being an occupational therapist. I quit my job, 9 to 5, and I said, okay, let's move forward. So that's how I joined the beauty pageant. I used that to advance my career, being a consultant and, you know, being an image consultant. And that's how I got going. But I would say overall, I did not succeed on my first try. I went from an image consultant to running a cafe retail chain, which I have zero experience in. We had 18 franchisees and licensees across 3 countries, Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia. Me being an occupational therapist in the medical field, healthcare worker, zero business experience, zero knowledge on F&B. But you see, I was willing to learn. So when your attitude is correct, your humility goes a long way. It determines altitude. Because if you are just stuck in your comfort zone, you will never be able to achieve the next step. Because if you said, I know everything, I know it all, then how would you be able to experience what is the impossible or what's over the other side? Eventually, I moved over to starting Soul Rich Woman because we exited to a public listed company owner. Our cafe retail chain was bought over by a public listed company owner. So I took the money And I invest back into this network that I'm really proud of building for the last many years, since 2015. And I will say the results have paid off. And this is kind of like a legacy business that I'm in at this very moment in time.
That's so cool. It really sounds like your story is one of leaning into those obstacles, leaning into those, what some might see as threats, even starting at a very young age. And I love that encouragement from your mother, that your message comes from your mess. Your mess turns into your message. We also say your pain can become your platform, and finding empowerment in that is really seems to be this a constant in your life. And that's so inspiring to so many others who would throw in the towel, just call it quits, just because something doesn't go as planned. And so I think that's such a fascinating and inspiring story of leaning into those moments. I'm so glad you shared that. And what inspires you? So where do you find inspiration? Because as an entrepreneur, it's so draining, right? It's so, you just need to be filled up because you pour out so much and pour out so much. What fills you up?
Oh, what fills me up is my big why. I believe in so much of my big why. My mom is my big why. My mom is the leader in the community, almost at 70 years old now. She is still leading. She is still doing a lot of volunteer work. She's like helping other people, helping them with her recipes, coaching them in their family stuff. So to me, my mom has been my super role model for the last many years, as long as she's alive and I'm alive. And I really feel that if you don't have a passion of your big why, then you are going to die. Because your how is so easy, right? You can watch a video, you can learn the how to this, how to that. But you don't have that driving force that's going to keep you going. So I always say this, success to you does not necessarily mean success to me. So I always ask this question, what is your big why? How does it look like? What is your F word? Is it being fabulous? Is it being having freedom? Is it having financial independence or a happy family? So when you decide, is it fabulous? Okay, if that is fabulous for you, then be fabulous and be successful. There's no such thing that you made $1 million, then you'll be successful, right? It is not a measure of success. To each his own, to each her own. So the thing that fills me up constantly is to be reminded of my big why am I doing what I'm doing? And I truly believe that alone, you are strong, but together, we are unstoppable.
So important to know your why. And I think for you, it's your mother. And that's so amazing. Again, hearing the nuggets of wisdom that she's dropped in your life, you know, to be able to inspire you and keep you going. Also, I remember you mentioning your attitude determines your altitude. Right, talking about your humility, knowing that you don't know it all, and things like these just fill you up and keep you going, and the importance for the entrepreneur of knowing your why, knowing why you do what you do. I love how you mentioned that we get so caught up in the hows, right? The tasks, this we got to do this, we got to do that. How do we do this? How do we do that better? How do we do this more economically? But all that stuff fails to fill you up. It just keeps you busy. And your why is such an important driving force as an entrepreneur. And it sounds like you have a fantastic relationship with your mom and that she has really made you into who you are today. That's fantastic. So, Janisha, what was a moment there then that you felt like you had a breakthrough? Was there, maybe there's several, but was there a moment where you felt like you're kind of at an impasse and then there was this breakthrough moment where you received a new level of clarity and then you're able to take your business or maybe yourself personally to a new level? Can you describe one or maybe more of those moments in your life?
Yeah. I think for me was when I realized I was trading time for money. I work, I get paid. I work, I get paid. I don't work, I don't get paid. Hmm. So that was kind of sucky, I guess, because yeah. I came already from a 9-to-5 job. And then I started a consultancy business. And then I'm still serving very high-end premium clients. I mean, my clientele are paying like 5 figures to 6 figures a project for me to be involved in, you know, and fly me around the world. And that to me is really awesome. But it will come to a point where how do I not be able to do that and do something else? And the level of clarity is when I hired a mentor who helped me see my blind spots. And it was not easy because, you know, I'm stubborn. I'm strong-headed. I'm quite opinionated in my own way because I'm very independent. Since 14 years old, I've worked and supported myself through school. To me, the only way is through, right? There's no other way or the highway. So when a mentor came in, I learned to listen and to understand my blind spots. What were the things I couldn't see? So that brought my attention, which is what we call the Johari's window. Johari's window simply means that what you know, what you don't know is what you don't know. So you have to bring what you don't know into consciousness. And for that consciousness to be happening is someone who has been there, done that. So that mentor has taught me a few things. First, really learn to listen without judgment. Because sometimes we listen, we hear, and we take up pieces of the items that we want to listen to. For example, they tell you A to Z, but you will just delete away B, C, D, E, F, G. Because whatever that suits your fancy, you just keep whatever that fancies you. But you see, a mentor is supposed to be a guardian angel, supposed to be there to push you forward and kick your ass. So that was the moment of level of clarity I achieved. And that was why I managed to move from consulting business, trading time for money, to an online business owner, and crossing my very first $1 million in 2012.
Oh, wow. So really, that moment there was recognizing you have blind spots, you have weaknesses, and you don't know what you don't know. And so you found someone who would be a truth teller in your life to be able to encourage you in those ways that maybe you wouldn't want to by yourself. But then really kind of pushed you to the next level.
And truth hurts, Mike. I'm like, oh, yes. Oh my God. Truth really hurts.
Oh, man. And so, but it hurts more, right? When you don't even get to recognize those mistakes and you just make mistakes and you keep living in your blind spots. That hurts. That hurts for the long run. I'm so glad. How did you find a mentor, then? You know, you can't just Google a mentor to mentor me and help me identify my blind spots. But how do you find that in your life?
I found this mentor who was in my network, and so happened that he was a client of mine who came for me for personal branding advice. So I think your network equals to your net worth. So I'm really blessed to be able to meet people like that, and eventually he was my client, and eventually I became his client, right? So I think that's how fate works in wondrous ways. When you're open to receive, you're willing to listen and choose the right mentor, that's when the master will appear, right? As they said, when the student is ready, the master will appear.
And being ready is going back to that humility, recognizing I don't know it all, I'm not perfect. And when you have that attitude of humility, then you are ready as a student, and then you will be looking for someone to step into that role of mentor. It's so cool that it was one of your clients who was able to be that person in your life. You have your superpowers, right? Your mentor had their superpowers, and you were able to recognize, hey, you know what? I've been serving you this way. I think we can serve each other this way and both grow to new levels. I think that's such a cool story and interaction that you're able to have. So, Janisha, we are Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, right? And so we love authors, we love books, and we were speaking briefly earlier. You actually have a couple books. You're a published author yourself. Let me share the names here, and then I'd love for you to share a little bit more about them. You have one book called You Are Possible, talking about personal branding secrets. And you have another book called Make It Happen. Could you tell us a little bit more about these books and what you hope readers will get out of them?
My first book was Personal Branding Secrets, You Are Possible. And that book was meant to consolidate my years of experience as an image consultant to help people in 7 steps to be able to achieve, to build their personal brand both offline. With the brand new edition, we added the online component to it. So that overall helps them to move forward from where they are now to where they want to be much, much faster. My second book, Make It Happen, is more motivational, using through podcasting, through live streaming, basically using different methods to get them stuck out of their offline persona to online. How do we bring people from offline to online through making it happen by overcoming some mental hurdles or mental blockages, and kind of moving them through the know-hows to move into podcasting or live streaming to build their brand online, to get new clients, to get leads and inquiries online.
Fantastic. I love it. I love your message to get online from living a business, living a life offline, to recognizing the freedom that you can have in developing a business online. That seems to really be a strong message of yours, and that one that you have lived by example as well. I keep thinking about what you mentioned earlier about trading time for money. I think a lot of people don't necessarily think of it that way, but as soon as you say that, that really clicks. Like, oh, I think I am trading my time for money, and there's a better way. And your message and your books allow people to, all right, lean into that. How can we free up our time to be able to make money online, make money passively, and stop trading your time for money, so you can start spending your time doing the things that you want to do. Those books are You Are Possible, Personal Branding Secrets, and Make It Happen from Janisha, Laura. And I'm going to provide the links to your website and to those books right here in the notes for this episode, so our listeners can go and check these out for themselves. Some fantastic resources from Janisha Allura, the Soul Rich Woman. Janisha, we have just a couple minutes left here in our time together. And in this time, for this segment, I always like to ask our beloved guest here for one word that would summarize an essential character trait for entrepreneurs. If you were to kind of take all your experience, all your wisdom, and all of your insight into the entrepreneurial mindset and boil it down to one word that you would say this is essential for the entrepreneur to be true in their life, what would that word be from you?
I would say growth.
Growth. Awesome. Can you tell us more about that? Where are you thinking? How does that look?
How it looks like is to step out of your comfort zone. Because being an entrepreneur myself, I was a graduate in occupational therapy. I never had business education. I learned my education online. I continue to grow my mindset to the growth mindset. And I never settled in my own comfort zone with my social, mental, economical status that I had from my family. So it was through growth that decided and determined how I move forward as an entrepreneur. So when I looked at individuals who want to become entrepreneurs, you must be willing to get out of your comfort zone to grow and growth into one person whom you have never dreamt of becoming, especially when it gets really uncomfortable. And that is why you need people around you to give you the support, to guide you along step by step.
That's so good. Growth requires that grit, that attitude that you have, that you're responsible for, and also requires an environment to grow in, right? That is made up of people around you, people like your mother who provides inspiration, people like your mentor who helps push you out of your comfort zone and tells you things that you don't necessarily want to hear, but you need to hear, and a network of people around you who share your mission, who share your vision, and can really help you continue to grow as you pour out into other people. That's such a good word, and one that you've clearly lived in your life. And I know we're excited to see how you continue to grow, because I think the best is still ahead for you. I think the best is still ahead for those listening here, even though it may not always feel that way. And I thank you so much, Janisha, for you sharing that word and your wisdom with us. In our final minute, hey, Janisha, do you have a fun fact that your audience may not know about you that we could leave on? Something that you have such a enriched, fascinating life and background and everything that you've gone through and conquered. Is there a little known fact about you that might be a surprise to some of your audience?
Well, I love Under the Sea. I am Little Mermaid, literally. I am a scuba diver that few people will know. In fact, I graduated as a paddy rescue diver. So
that's fascinating. The unknown life of Janisha Allura continues to be a fantastic mystery, and so many aspects of your life, so much to talk about. And you know what? I'm sure we could talk for much longer and learn so much more about you, but we will have to call our time at this point. But I'm so thankful, Janisha, that you have shared your message with our people, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you a little bit and to hear your message of growth, your message of humility, and the energy that you bring to the entrepreneurial world. And thank you so much for all the lives that you've touched and souls that you've ignited here today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, fantastic. Well, like I said, Janisha Allura, her website and her books will be available in the show notes below. This has been another episode of the Ignited Entrepreneur Series. Many thanks to our special guest today, Janisha Allura. This is Mike Dominey, and I'll see you next time. Stay ignited. Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.